Hello and welcome back once again to Total Wellness Radio. This is Dan Young, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this episode, we cover resources upon resources upon resources, authors, books, and topics, things that you need to know about in order to take better care of yourself. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio as we share all the resources we possibly can in a short period of time. So enjoy.
Visit us in the clinic, make sure you stop by and see our phase one food logs. We still have those hanging up, and we're going to do that again. Hey, Christy.
Hey,
thanks for
Christy.
Joining us. Okay, so today we are talking resources, a kind of additional resources that you can plug into to continue your own self-education in this, you know, natural, healthy lifestyle that you're hopefully embracing. And we're not going to touch the desk. So
I'll leave it alone. I'll back away.
We're going to talk websites. We're going to talk books. We're going to talk podcasts. Yep. And everything. So let's kind of dive right in. Why don't we start off with books? You had mentioned Nourishing Traditions.
I love Sally Fallon's
which I've work. Seen on your bookshelf and perhaps is in my house right now.
Yep. Because if it's not on my bookshelf, it's at your house.
It's usually at Becca's house. Yes. So I'm pretty sure that one is at my house right now. So tell me what...
Nourishing Traditions has got to be one of the best. Sally Fallon still travels all around the country. She lectures. She teaches people on how to do proper food prep, mm-hmm. to stay organic, to stay healthy, to stay simple and easy and affordable for families. The book is like, I don't know, it's 2 or 3 inches thick.
Yeah, it's a big
book. Probably one of the most known or best-selling cookbooks that you, our family, that's mm-hmm. very serious about preparing really good, healthy, good quality food for your family and for your kids. It's got probably the most diverse mm-hmm. Recipes and cookbooks you're going to find. So if of all the books that we list, there's a couple of standouts, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, Sally Fallon's book is one of them. You just if it's not in your kitchen or your health library, then it needs to be.
Yep. And we have a whole list of books that we recommend. We give that to you guys in Nutrition 101 class, which we had last night.
It was awesome. Nutrition 101 is going really good.
Awesome. So if you need that list, let us know. But we're going to just kind of highlight a few of our favorites. One of my favorites from that list is Food and Behavior by Barbara Reed Stitt. Hopefully I'm saying that right. She was a probation officer. And she started working with, inmates
yep.
assigned to her, and she would start working with them on food
yep.
and coaching them on what to eat and what not to eat. And a lot of them actually took her advice because they had never had anybody approach them from that angle. They had always, you know, like, you need to not do this. You need to not get into any more trouble.
Right.
Here's what's going to happen if you get in. And instead, she approached it in more of a, you know, loving and caring way of like, you know what? I really think that some of the things you're eating are contributing to the way you feel.
Irritability,
thus the way you, yeah.
Can't focus.
Act and, you know, your behavior.
Yep.
And so she started coaching and she started having phenomenal results. Yeah. I mean,
changed their lives.
Yeah.
Literally changed their lives.
Yeah. And it's a good read where, you know, you get to sort of hear about these stories and how these lives are changed versus just, you know, sometimes we get into like nutrition books and it's a little, some people think it's boring. I don't, of course, right?
Right.
But people can think it's boring. But this is a good one for like really getting into some different stories.
Yeah.
Another book we want to highlight is Feed Your Kids Well by Fred
Pescatore.
Pescatore.
Yeah. I think he's Italian.
This is going to be a good book for if you really want to get your kids in a healthier place.
And he gives great tips. I do remember this. He gives great tips on how to like not trick kids into doing better, but like to educate them so it's fun, right? Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to them mm-hmm. to take serious the habits they develop now as youngsters mm-hmm. in their eating habits and the things and the choices they make.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Yes.
And I know we have a lot of people who have moms or moms,
yes,
who have kids.
While we're on that subject, yeah, you just did a podcast interview with Dr. Melina Roberts.
Yep.
And she is author of Building a Healthy Child.
Yeah.
So there is another awesome book that's available on Amazon. The link is in the post for that podcast, or, you know, I'll drop it in the comments. But that's another one. Just like, shout out to all the moms. You guys are working so hard to raise our kids.
Yep. The next generation.
Yeah. And we want them to be healthy, right? We want to take the best care we can of them. So take a little bit of that time and make sure their diet is right, because mm-hmm, you'll find that their behavior, their, mm-hmm, right, their attitude, how they respond, can greatly improve just by tweaking a few things there.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay, cool. What about Erica?
Erica Schlick.
Erica Schlick. Erica the Wandering Schlick. Palette Cookbook.
Yeah.
This is about to be released. Another she one from our
also,
podcast.
Yep, she was also interviewed in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. And so that cookbook is now available for pre-order, but we're really excited for that to come out. So we wanted to give her a shout out. And then we'll kind of finish up the books in a little bit. Let's dive into some websites.
Yes.
So that you guys have like things you can like go look at right after this is over.
Yeah. And the YouTube channel. YouTube channel is amazing.
Yes. We have our YouTube channel, Country Doctor Nutrition Show. We try and put lots of cool stuff up there for you guys. Also, you can really like search how to just about anything on mm-hmm, YouTube. Mm-hmm. So if you know, got a new fruit or vegetable and you don't know how to prepare it, how to, right? I did this with the chayote squash, which we ended up putting on our YouTube.
Chayote?
Chayote
squash. Chayote, is that how you say it?
How you say it. I really think that's how I could be wrong.
You guys did that when you had the cooking day at your house with Tammy.
No, I did it another day. My husband just like randomly brought it home. And so we ended up grilling it, but we were kind of like, we don't know what to do with this. And it turned out that you had to rub it together in order to get the like bitter taste out. And it was really quite fascinating. So we got on YouTube and we're like, how to prepare a chayote squash. So whenever when in doubt, right, we all joke like go to Google, but go to YouTube, because there's always a how-to video. Especially when you're exploring like new foods and you don't know how to
make the recipes, etc. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I know you're a big fan of Doug Kaufman's website.
I love Doug Kaufman. He's kind of ornery, right? And he kind of stirs the pot a little bit. So that's part of what his appeal is, at least for me.
Yeah.
I love that snarky kind of, poking.
You do tend to like ornery people.
I do.
Yeah.
And they're attracted to me for some reason, too. I can't imagine why.
Hmm.
They, the recipes that he gives, we went through, this is what this was all about, was for phase one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so his website and the things that Doug Kaufman's done in his career is to really hone in on diets and foods that you should avoid to not feed a yeast or a fungus or that type of thing in the GI tract, whether you've been exposed to it or it's actually an overgrowth in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have yeast. We have to process sugar and alcohol, but it can get mm-hmm. out of balance, right? It can get overstretch its bounds. So so what we do is we refer to Doug Kaufman's work. He's got some great recipes. He's got the phase one, phase two on there. He's got a lot of videos on his website, like quick
mm-hmm.
things that you can tune into. So when people get upset with me about putting them on phase one, I say, well, don't blame me, blame Doug.
It's his fault.
It's Doug's fault.
Yeah.
We just send you to his website. And
so knowthecause.com.
Knowthecause.com. K-N-O-W. Knowthecause.com. And a great resource for when you have to
mm-hmm.
really eliminate foods that feed the problem. And it's not forever, but 30 days minimum. Some people longer, but 30 days minimum usually takes care of everything.
While we're on that subject, on our website, countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com, there's a free downloads. And we have phase one recipes in there. We have the phase one diet. If we don't necessarily have to assign you to that. If that's just something you would like, you heard our sugar control diet last week, you're like, hey, I really want to take a month and like really take a break from all, like take the phase one, 30 days and just do it. See how you feel at the end of the 30 days. You'll be surprised. So I want to throw that out there too.
Yep.
Okay. So Real Milk. .com
mm-hmm.
also has some great information as far as benefits of getting it like directly
we
from.
We didn't have a milk problem. I mean, people didn't have a problem usually with milk until
mm-hmm.
we started doing things to it that supposedly keeps us protected health-wise mm-hmm. by pasteurizing this stuff. The reality of it is that that was done to give it a longer shelf life. And so it basically destroyed the nutritional value in these dairy products, especially milk. And so that flyer comes from actually the International Foundation for Nutrition and Health, one of the largest, oldest, archivist websites on the internet that you can plug into, and anybody can plug into their resources. They have a brochure on there, and it's titled Real Milk, and you should check it out. It's free. It gives you some good insight into milk in a certain state is very healthy versus how it's been processed and sold to people today. So it's good. It's good information. You should get educated on it.
Yes. We will share these links too, but we kind of just want to go through so that you know where is going to be the best place for you to kind of plug in. Okay, what about cholesterol facts with CelineRiverPress.com?
Mm-hmm.
They have like cholesterol facts and fantasies information on there.
Judith DeCava's work. Judith DeCava is a CNC. She's got the same background is what my education is really plugged into, and she wrote a couple of really, and they're just, you know, quick reads. One that I love to share with people that I think is really important is the one you're touching on about the cholesterol facts and myths, but also the vaccinations, examining the record. She does a really great job at showing the pros and cons of vaccinations and how they've come about. And are they really effective? Do they really protect us? Do they really position us to avoid illness? What most people don't realize is, according to the CDC's own records, that a lot of the vaccines came out, the polio vaccine, things like that, when they first were developed, were already on the decline when the vaccine was developed. They were already on their way out, right? And so they kind of take a lot of credit for maybe a trend that was already there before they started. I don't know. It's good to look at both sides, right? Get educated.
Get all of the information.
Know the benefits, know the risks, and know the alternatives. And that's what she does in a very practical, very scientific-based way. She just says, let's examine the record, right? And then that way you can become well-educated on that, those kind of topics. So.
Yes.
Podcast.
Okay. Yes, let's go back to, you do Total Wellness Radio?
Podcast. We love podcasts.
Yes, we love podcasts.
And share with them the format change that's coming up, because that is I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, so we're
people are going to really benefit from a little bit of an adjustment that we're making to the content. So
So we're kind of planning everything out for 2019 and talking about like how can we make the podcast better and really like bring what you want to hear. You know, we get a lot of positive feedback about every week we cover a different topic, right? So we're going to keep that, right? Like we've had sugar and heavy metals and the keto diet. Like we're going to continue with that and have a different topic every single week. We also, you know, currently we interview other practitioners and really get
from all over the world.
From all over the world,
it's really
get their story. How did they get into this? And that's always good. You know, sometimes we get some real like good advice from them about like how to really change, you know, embrace this change. But what we're also doing, because one of our most listened to podcasts was with Anessa, who is one of our clients. She's actually like 16. She's amazing. And hearing her story, I know for me, like it was one of my favorite episodes. It's been one of the most listened to. And so we were talking and we were like, you know what we would really love is to interview more clients and get their stories. How did they, you know, get to us? How did they change their habits? What's been challenging for them? What advice do they have for people just beginning this journey? And so what we're going to do is work that in to the rotation as well. So if you're a client and or you're just starting out with us, keep that in mind. Like we're going to be, you know, kind of opening that up and bringing some of you in. So if that's something you're interested in, please reach out to us and let us know.
What's the best way to get a hold of you for that? Because you book all those, right?
Yeah, so. You can call me at 303-986-2854. You can shoot me a message on Facebook. I'm Becca Mayo Harrison. I usually pop up all over the place on our Facebook page. You can ask for me when you're in the clinic, or you can email me at beccamayoharrison@gmail.com and we'll get you scheduled, because that was so cool to have Anessa share her story, and I'm like so excited to have more.
I think, wasn't she one of the first ones that went over like just on the little platform alone, like 100 plus downloads or something like that the first week. It was pretty well listened to. So.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. So we'd love to have you guys share your story as well. And don't forget to tune into Total Wellness Radio. We're on every single podcast platform,
like
right?
12,
you can just
I think,
download it right on iTunes or Google Play. It's awesome. And we'll continue to just kind of be doing what we can to make that better and better and better for you
guys. It's all about the educational experience, right? I mean, it's all about positioning you so that you have resources quick at your fingertips that you can use, that you know are going to work. You're going to get the results you're looking for you, your family, your kids.
Yes.
Any specific concerns. Maybe there's some mindset issues or some disciplines that you need to work on. I mean, we all do, right? We all have those. So these, being able to plug into these resources and use them at a moment's notice, because everybody's got a, you know, busy, fast-paced, a lot of activities on their plate kind of world that we live in today. And so we don't want to spend hours and hours and hours trying to research certain things. So the reason for this particular Facebook Live is to make sure you know of these resources, to remind you of the resources that most, it's easy to forget, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to disconnect with, hey, well, I didn't know I had that at my disposal.
And they're easy to plug into. Like, I download podcasts on my phone, and I listen to one while I'm getting ready. I'll listen to them in the car. I'll listen to them while I'm cleaning. So it's not like it's not really, it's like I'm able to take in this additional information without it, like, disrupting my crazy schedule.
Make it a part of.
It's just a part of it. Yeah.
So.
And I look forward to that, right? So, like, if I'm cleaning, then, like, oh, I'm going to listen to something funny, right? Whereas, like, if I'm getting ready for the day, I'm listening to something that's more, like, motivational or inspirational to kind of get me in the right mindset for the day.
Hi, Lisa, Diana, Kylie. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Okay, so let's share Keto Pet Sanctuary. Because I love this.
You're the...
For the pets. Because I'm, like, right, I'm the dog-obsessed
dog whisperer
person.
Yeah.
And literally, my dogs have, like, they have gourmet meals every single day. I mean, we literally, my poor husband, like, he's in the kitchen cooking for them more than for himself. It's crazy. But here's what I love about Keto Pet Sanctuary is you can put your dog's information in there.
Yep.
Do you want them to lose weight? Do you want them to gain weight? Or do you want them to maintain their weight?
Yep.
What do you prefer to feed them? And then it's going to tell you how much. So, like, I put my dog in. He needs to gain weight. And then I want to feed him beef or turkey. And then this is the vegetable that I like. And then I, you know, can choose coconut oil or butter. And then it tells me exactly how much of each. So now we've got...
Is it based on weight?
Mm-hmm.
Based on weight?
Yeah. And then what your goal is for the
dog. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, I have one dog that needs to gain weight and one dog that needs to lose weight. So they have completely different meal plans. It's a great website. KetoPetSanctuary.com. My dogs are very spoiled.
Now,
I will be the first to admit that.
That website was originally designed, however, I think it was for...
Cancer dogs.
Cancer dogs that are actually, that they're trying to get over cancer, and they're using the ketogenic diet to do it.
And it's still
animals.
A non-profit, and they're still working with...
Yep. They're still working with that, but you can plug into that and use it as a resource for your animals. So it's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I roll my eyes, but it's really, it's cool.
It is really cool. Okay, let's get back to books and finish sharing those, because we have another recipe book. It's a juice recipe book by Annie Dieter.
Mm-hmm.
She also was on our podcast.
Yep.
And she has actually a couple of books.
Maybe we could post the episodes, like the number, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That was just more work for Becca, but sorry.
Mm-hmm. she has
She's
several
like, I'm not
going to
let you do this anymore. You make more work for me.
My list just gets longer and longer. She has several books, actually, but the juice recipe book is...
Just coming out.
It's her newest one that was just released. So that's really cool. Check that out. Again, available on Amazon, so super, like, easy to access. This is a little different, but Jordan Paris, he wrote a book called Growth Mindset University. How old is he?
He's like 19.
He's like the coolest
like the
guy
coolest
ever.
Teenager.
So totally
is,
different
right?
interview that we did on.
We've done a couple of these now. We did Daryl Frater, which is coming out in the weeks.
In the next few weeks.
Next few weeks, Daryl Frater with Sharpshooters Global, right? Works with young entrepreneurs, young kids. So
that'll
that's
be a really,
really
good
mindset
one too.
Driven, and that's something that's going to be valuable to you. Jordan was the first one that I interviewed that was like into like personal development and growth and mindset and having a positive, you know, positive outlook and yeah. you know, doing things daily to commit to yourself, you know, self-love, you know, that type of thing where you're, mm-hmm. you're taking really good care of you so that you have a lot of value to offer someone else, right? And that's
so, he had depression in high school, correct yeah, me if I'm wrong. He had yeah. depression in high school.
Struggled with his career goals and things of that nature.
Yeah, and got focused on, you know, taking care of himself and his own personal growth.
Yep.
And, I mean, an author before 20 or by 20 or... I
something
mean,
like that,
like,
yeah.
the kid is really awesome. The episode is, I shouldn't call him a kid, he's
I've
an
had
adult.
A chance to read it, it's
but,
really good.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's awesome.
So
check that out, Growth Mindset University by Jordan Paris on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Next, and this was actually one of your first interviews with Brittany Prendergast.
Prendergast out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
She is author of Buddha Belly. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be all about gut health. You really liked this book. I
really
remember
enjoyed
that.
It. I really enjoyed it. She talked a lot about, you know, and it goes back to the behavior, right, and how mm-hmm. diet affects that. And she made a comment in our interview that I've repeated several times. I keep giving you credit for it though, Brittany.
Yeah.
You get credit for it. This is your material. This is your science, right? This is your experience.
Yeah.
But she talked about how serotonin levels, 90% of that's produced in the gut, how 50% of dopamine produced in the gut. And these are the hormones, these are the things that allow cognitive thinking, mental clarity, focus, right? Rational behaviors,
yeah.
right? These are the things that influence that. So these aren't produced up mm-hmm. here, it's produced right here. Mm-hmm. And utilized here, right? And so that's why we always focus on and keep harping on the yes. importance of keeping your diet straight mm-hmm. long term. You don't have to do this perfectly, right? My new phrase is like consistency trumps perfection, right?
Yes.
Do it consistently. You don't have to be perfect, but you have to be, if your health is important to you, and if you're not happy about your performance goals, then you have to be consistently doing yes. those things necessary day in and day out to produce the kind of results you're looking for. And that goes with everything. That goes with relationships, that goes with your kids, that goes with your checking account, right? I mean, you have to do certain things consistently to get the outcome that you're looking for. And your health is no different. Mm-hmm. You just have to pay attention
to it.
That's
so true. Yeah.
So.
Okay, last book.
Who's this one?
Is The Ultimate Healing System, Your Personal Guide to the Ultimate Healing System by Dan Young and Samuel Young.
Who's that? That's a pretty good picture on the back. Have they seen that picture on the back?
Yeah.
That's not too
it
shabby.
Looks kind of like you.
Yeah, that might be me yeah. right there. Yeah. I'll be darned.
Okay, this is like everybody needs to read this. It's simple, easy to follow. It comes with a free visit.
Yeah.
So like what a cool holiday gift, right? It's available in our clinic or you can actually get it on Amazon too.
Yep.
So you need to get that. Your Personal Guide to the Ultimate Healing System. We also have the book study that is on our website and
yep.
saved in our Facebook.
Yep.
There's a
you just did a rebroadcast on Mondays.
Yeah, there's a playlist in our videos on Facebook that you can rewatch those if you're just new to the book mm-hmm. or you want a refresher
mm-hmm.
or you gift it for Christmas or something like that. Like,
yep. And speaking of refreshers, this will be my last comment for this video. The Nutrition 101, the Nutrition 101 class, I've been really, really encouraging people. It's been a year since you've been through it, you need to come back through for a refresher, okay? We're really working with people on that. You can never go wrong by mastering the basics, right? The basics are the basics. They never go away. They're never going to change. It's huge, right? There's new handouts. There's more material.
You've changed a little bit of what you deliver too. So
exactly.
It's not always exactly the same.
My delivery hopefully is better. Maybe it's a better educational experience than it was the first time you went through it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been through it and it's been a year, you need to do yourself a favor. It's a complimentary class.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically the last Tuesday of every month. Now this month we had 5 Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it the 4th Tuesday because you and I are going to be in Colorado next week doing a class down there for some folks. So,
mm-hmm.
But it's typically the fourth or last Tuesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Just call the front office, get yourself on the list over the next couple, 2 or 3 months, get back through for a refresher. You can never, ever, ever do the basics enough, right? And that's what I was talking about earlier, about consistency trumps perfection.
Especially if you're struggling with anything.
And if you're struggling
sleep,
with it, yeah.
energy.
Yeah, insomnia. We had a lady here last night that she's 73, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Is 73. She's going to be one of our client profiles on our podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to interview her very
soon.
I haven't
even met her and I'm excited.
She's her A1C was 9.0. She's dropped it to 5.8. She was on metformin for insulin for 9 years, metformin for 3. Completely med-free now, diabetic, right? Completely 100%, did it with diet, lost 55 pounds. She's 73, right? The reason I'm so excited about talking with her and having her as a resource for you to listen into as a client's experience is she's of that age group where typically medical doctors are like gods, right? You don't ever do anything that, you know, mm-hmm. go against anything they say or question them or any of that kind of stuff. And she's really realized she took control. She took control a year ago. She made a commitment to herself. She goes, this is not working. I'm getting off of them. Mm-hmm. Much to the distaste of her prescribing physician, but she changed her diet. No bread. She hasn't had bread in a year. No bread, right?
And she did this all on her own.
She did it on her own. Like, she did this on her own. She studied. She got educated. She plugged into resources mm-hmm. and then applied what she learned, mm-hmm. changed her diet 100%. She's med-free. Her A1C is way down. She doesn't lost 55 pounds. It's amazing. With something that, you know, here's the thing. There's the reason this topic is so important to me, and it should be important to you. Everybody knows somebody that's diabetic. Now the term that they're throwing out at people is you're pre-diabetic, whatever that means. It means nothing. It means nothing, right? Except that you need to, you know, if you're in America, if you're an American eating the standard American diet, guess what? You're all pre-diabetic. Okay, so let's get that one out of the way. You're all pre-diabetic if you're living in this country eating this food. So she took control of that. She got rid of it. And what people don't realize is this one concern, this one health concern alone is what's taking Medicare down, right? We spend $19 billion a year to support NASA on an annual basis. That's their budget. The budget for helping people manage diabetes is $200 billion a year. That one illness. And it's 100% correctable if you change your diet and your lifestyle. 100% correctable. Mm-hmm. Type 2. 100%. 100%. That's $200 billion mm-hmm. that's being wasted by a system that's managing your condition. It's not helping you get well. It's not helping you to restore function. It's not educating you properly. Mm-hmm. It's managing your condition, right? And here's a lady, 73, Jan, I love her. She's like, we've already adopted her right here. And I can't wait for you to hear her story when she gets on the podcast. It's going to be really, really
cool. Awesome.
Yeah, excited about it. So
awesome. So we're going to post links below just to kind of share a few last tips. One of the most common questions I get is like, I don't know what to eat, where to get recipes. I'm a huge fan of Pinterest.
She is. She's got some amazing Pinterest stories out there. It's great. Mm-hmm. Pretty quite interesting.
Yeah, recipes. So I keep all my recipes there. I've got breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, stuff for kids. I've even got like healthy, you know, sweet options. So what you want to do if this is something you're interested in is get on Pinterest and start searching, right? Keto, paleo, mm-hmm. things
organic,
like that. Organic.
Healthy meals for two. Yeah, if you're just a cup.
You still to check them. They're not all 100, yeah. right? Just because it says keto doesn't mean it's actually keto, or it doesn't mean it's actually healthy. But the point is like the more you get those things, you know, Pinterest starts to recognize like, oh, this is what you like. Then it'll start filling your feed with these healthy recipes that you can save and try. Or go to the good foods list. This is what I like to do too. It's like, okay, go to the good foods list. What is on here? Ooh, I see spaghetti squash. So I go to Pinterest and I type in spaghetti squash recipes.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, there's a million, right? Or I pull up this food and I don't really know it or how to prepare it. So I go and search Pinterest. I'm going to search this vegetable and, you know, what are all the different ways I can get kale into my diet? You know, whatever it is, like there's a lot of delicious ways to prepare foods. Yeah. We just have to do a little bit of the work up front to get there. So check that out. Don't forget to check out our website. Like I said, countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com. We are live here every Wednesday at noon-ish Mountain Standard Time. And I already said our YouTube channel is Country Doctor Nutrition Show. You can find Dan on Instagram at dyoungctn. He's also on Twitter at DYoungBCN. Mm-hmm. And then don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, Total yep. Wellness Radio.
Yep. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Yep. Thanks Enjoy. For joining us.
And thank you for being here. Thank you once again for tuning into Total Wellness Radio. We greatly appreciate your time and hope you found tremendous value in today's episode. And by the way, don't forget you can tune into us live on Facebook every Wednesday at noon-ish. Every Wednesday, noon-ish, at the Country Doctor Nutrition Center Facebook page, where we share all kinds of additional natural health protocols to help you on your journey to natural health. So again, thank you for tuning in and look forward to seeing you in the future.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.